Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fake Love by Noba Gibson is a practical self-help guide focused on recognizing, leaving, and recovering from narcissistic abuse. Gibson is known in Australia for specialist counseling work through Brighter Outlook Narcissistic Abuse Counseling Service. And the book reflects that clinical and survivor-focused orientation, its central premise is direct. What appears to be love in a narcissistic relationship can function as control, manipulation, and emotional dependency rather than mutual care. The book is written for people who are confused by a toxic relationship, trying to understand past abuse, or seeking language for experiences such as gaslighting, coercive control, trauma bonding, love bombing, devaluation, discard, hoovering, and smear campaigns, rather than presenting narcissistic abuse as a vague personality conflict. Gibson frames it as a pattern dynamic that affects identity, judgment, safety, and emotional regulation. The purpose is both explanatory and practical to help readers name what happened, reduce self-blame, protect themselves, and begin recovery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, fake love as a pattern of control rather than genuine attachment. The defining idea of fake love is that narcissistic attachment can imitate love while operating through domination, dependence, and emotional extraction. Gibson treats this distinction as crucial because many victims remain trapped by the belief that the affectionate moments reveal the real relationship, while the cruelty is an exception. The book reframes those affectionate moments as part of a wider pattern that may include idealization, urgency, flattery, jealousy, punishment, and withdrawal. This matters because victims often search for consistency and sincerity in a relationship designed around instability. By naming the love as fake, Gibson does not simply insult the abuser or dismiss the victim experience. She clarifies the mechanism by which the relationship becomes confusing. If affection is conditional, strategic, or used to reset the abuse cycle, it cannot be evaluated in isolation. The practical implication is that readers are encouraged to judge the relationship by repeated patterns rather than promises, apologies, or intense emotional highs. This approach helps explain why leaving can feel irrationally difficult even when the harm is visible. Secondly, recognizing narcissistic abuse through specific behavioral markers. A major function of the book is diagnostic in the everyday sense, not as a formal psychiatric manual, but as a guide to recognizing abusive behaviors. Gibson describes patterns commonly associated with narcissistic abuse, including coercive control, gaslighting, pathological lying, love bombing, devaluation, discard, hoovering, and smear campaigns. The value of this framework is that it shifts attention away from isolated incidents and toward repeated strategies. Gaslighting, for example, is not merely disagreement. It is a pattern that undermines confidence in perception and memory. Hoovering is not simply renewed interest. It can be an attempt to pull someone back into a cycle after distance has been established. Smear campaigns are not ordinary conflict. They may function to isolate the survivor and preserve the abuser public image. By separating these behaviors into recognizable categories, the book gives readers language for experiences that may have felt chaotic or impossible to explain. This language can reduce self-blame because it shows that confusion is often a predictable result of manipulation rather than personal weakness. Thirdly, trauma bonding and the emotional logic of staying. Fake love gives significant attention to why victims may stay, return, or continue longing for someone who has harmed them. This is one of the most important practical contributions of the book because it addresses a common misunderstanding outsiders may assume that leaving is only a matter of making a rational decision. Gibson frames the problem as emotional, physiological, and relational. Intermittent affection, fear of abandonment, repeated crises, and cycles of punishment and reward can create a bond that feels like attachment even when it is rooted in distress. Trauma bonding helps explain why the victim may crave contact, defend the abuser, or feel responsible for repairing the relationship. The concept also reduces shame by showing that the bond is not proof of consent, stupidity, or weakness. It is a response to repeated conditioning under emotional pressure. The practical consequence is that recovery cannot rely only on insight. Survivors may need boundaries, support, distance, and time for the nervous system and self-concept to adjust after the relationship ends. Fourthly, safety, separation, and protection after identifying the abuse cycle. The book is not limited to helping readers understand narcissistic abuse. It also emphasizes the difficulty of extricating oneself from it. Gibson presents breaking the cycle as a process that involves protection, planning, and realistic expectations. This is important because narcissistic abuse often intensifies when the victim becomes clearer, less compliant, or more independent. Behaviors such as hoovering, blame shifting, intimidation, or public reputation attacks can appear when control is threatened. A practical guide in this field must therefore avoid simplistic advice that assumes all relationships can be ended cleanly. Fake love directs attention to the need for emotional and practical safeguards, including recognizing manipulative re-entry attempts and understanding that apologies or sudden tenderness may serve the cycle rather than end it. The book also implicitly distinguishes healing from negotiation. If the relationship is organized around control, better communication may not solve the problem because the issue is not mutual misunderstanding. The reader is encouraged to prioritize safety, clarity, and protection over repeated attempts to prove pain to someone invested in denying it. Lastly, healing through validation, identity repair, and reduced self-blame, the recovery dimension of fake love focuses on helping survivors rebuild after prolonged confusion and emotional erosion. Gibson validates the impact of narcissistic abuse without presenting the survivor as permanently damaged. This balance is important in the genre because some books emphasize danger so strongly that readers may feel trapped in a victim identity, while others rush too quickly toward empowerment and minimize trauma. Gibson positions healing as a process of restoring trust in perception, naming what happened, and separating the survivor identity from the abuser judgments. Reduced self-blame is central. Victims often leave these relationships believing they were too sensitive, too needy, too difficult, or responsible for provoking mistreatment. By explaining manipulation as a pattern, the book helps readers reinterpret their reactions as responses to coercion and instability. Healing also involves rebuilding boundaries and self-worth, because narcissistic abuse often narrows a person's sense of reality around the abuser demands. The practical benefit is not only emotional relief but improved discernment in future relationships, where intensity can be distinguished from genuine care. In conclusion, Fake Love is best suited to readers who suspect they are in a narcissistic or coercively controlling relationship, people who have recently left one, and survivors trying to make sense of lingering confusion, shame, or attachment. It may also be useful for friends, relatives, and professionals who want clear language for dynamics that victims often struggle to describe. The practical benefit lies in its organization of abuse into recognizable patterns, which can help readers move from emotional bewilderment to concrete understanding. Its intellectual benefit is its insistence that narcissistic abuse is not merely a difficult romance or ordinary incompatibility, but a structured cycle involving control, distortion, dependency, and identity damage. Compared with many books in the narcissistic abuse category, Fake Love stands out for combining plain language with a specialist counseling perspective and a survivor-centered tone. It does not rely mainly on abstract personality theory, nor does it reduce recovery to simple positivity. Its emphasis on behaviors such as gaslighting, hoovering, coercive control, trauma bonding, and smear campaigns makes the book practically oriented and immediately recognizable to affected readers. The strongest differentiator is its balance of validation and action. It names the harm clearly while guiding readers toward protection, separation, and gradual healing without overstating quick solutions. If you would like to support Nova Gibson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.